Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Put your left leg up, turn around, put your left leg up, drop your booty to the ground, put your right leg up, turn around, put your right leg up, drop your booty to the ground.
Bradman, your mic is open. Go ahead.
Good morning. We got a lot of technical difficulties going on over in my area. I want to thank Race Engineering up north, Mr. Terry, for allowing us to come together once again and fellowship with all of the callers that may call in today. Y'all know how to bread, man. Shake it down. Let us get started with the show here. Into our tech talk. that would be me now, considering the circumstances. We would briefly touch on those bases. And, you know what I mean, we'll move right into the show. With that being said, let me go ahead and get the inspirational vitamin out of the way. The best part of the Bread Man one-time show. I want to thank all you callers for calling in. And even thank the ones that will be calling in later. I know you're not here to hear it, but somebody might tell you. I did thank everyone. It states as follows today. We're going to discuss challenges. Ask yourself, what type of challenges are you dealing with in your life? Challenges. That's what we're going to touch bases on today. When you go to a war against your enemy and see horses and chariots and an army greater than yours, do not be afraid of them, because the Lord, your God, who brought you up out of Egypt, will be with you. When you are about to go into battle, the priest shall come forward and address the army. He shall say, "Hear, Israel, today you are going into battle against your enemy. Afraid, do not panic or be terrified by them, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemy to give you victory." If you like to touch bases on this a little further, you can find that in Deuteronomy 21-4, NIV version. Also, we're not likely to ever face an army of horses and chariots, but someday the challenges in our lives can seem just as threatening as any battlefield. When that happens, we need to follow the advice given here in Deuteronomy. First, remember all that God has done for us in the past. Second, believe that he is the one who will fight our battles, not us. We can rely on him for the victory. Be thy strong tower, Lord, in the midst of all my life's challenges. I run to you. Keep us safe. You are my refuge and strength, God, my ever-present help in the midst of challenges. Therefore, I won't be scared, even if the world gives way beneath my feet, even if the mountains fall into the ocean. In the midst of it all, these challenges, I know you are with me. Let's go in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for allowing me to once again speak among grudge racers, speak among people who believe that life is great. I want to ask you right now to continue blessing us going to this spring break week here in Georgia. I want to ask that you cover everyone, oh Heavenly Father, the kids that are out of school, watch over them. The parents that have children, help us to understand and be able to look at our children and allow them to, you know, trust them, go out and have fun, but a good type of fun, oh Heavenly Father. I want to ask that for those of us that are going racing this weekend, for those of us that may be coming back from a race, help them get back safely, oh Heavenly Father. For those of us that are dealing with things personally, help us to find someone to counsel. Father, we want to thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. The Bread Man, one time. I want to thank Mr. Terry, race engineer. He's in here with us. Terry, thank you for getting me on this morning. We had some technical difficulties, and we couldn't do it without race engineering calling to help us out. Well, let's go into the next part of the show, the Bread Man one-time show. We're going to read out of the every Monday, Bread Man is going to read something out the NHRA rule book, that is. That is right. I feel like if I can just, y'all know the Bread Man one-time show is about safety knowledge, being safe. And I'm not targeting, let me get this straight, I am not targeting no track, no one in particular. Because with me getting on here reading this, I, too, have a drag car. I, too, am going to be participating in some of these grudge events. I, too, need to be checked and teched from someone. And if I read this stuff, I need to be about the stuff what we're going to discuss today. And y'all know that if you run nitrous, you know that each car needs a fire extinguisher. And what I'm doing now is I found the one that I want to read, Romars. So I'm trying to find the one that's more suitable for maybe someone runs the speed that me and Terry run the 7-0 heads up class and 80 mile. Terry, I'm just playing. You know how to do, you know. Fire extinguisher system. Minimum 20 pounds, NHRA accepted fire extinguisher system, mandatory system, must be divided so that a minimum of 15 pounds is directed into engine compartment by means of nozzle outlets placed in front of each blank exhaust headers. Removing 5 pounds or more should be dispensed in the driver's compartment by means of atomizing nozzles placed at the driver's feet. Well, y'all know by now that I am reading what needs to be put on a Pro Mod car. Yes, a Pro Mod car. They are talking about, if you ever looked in a Pro Mod car, they have a little nozzle right below the seat that some of the fire extinguisher that is dispensed upon impact. Or if there's a fire and the driver can witness what's going on and it's getting a little hot in there, it's getting hot in here, you'll hit the button and it dispenses the fire extinguisher out. Now, yes, I did order one of these and it is coming in very soon. I am going to put one in my car. Why? Well, no, I don't have a Pro Mod Truancy. But I feel like if I'm upside down, you know, because in racing that can happen, and I can't get out, perhaps, maybe, those fire extinguishers would definitely aid me a little more time to unstrap and perhaps find my way to safety. So, with that being said, the frame rails, where cables pass engine bell housing areas, if fire bottles are mounted in front of the firewall, they must be connected to the nozzle system with flexible steel braided lines. All cars are required to have the connected, I guess that's what it is, cylinder pressured by the fire system that will activate the master kill switch and shut off the engine when the fire system is activated. Now, what they're saying there is, if you hit the fire system, quite naturally, you know, you don't want to be in high gear. I mean, you know, with the accelerator still going down the track and the fire sticks, you kill all power. So the activation switch needs to be put on the main power source. So if you hit that button, all power is going to be killed and you'll be able to use the fire station. That is what they're saying. That is our tech tip for today. If y'all have anything that y'all would like to speak on, you can hit the one button as far as safety is concerned, and perhaps I can look it up in here if you have any questions about what you should be wearing as a fire chute suit, gloves, helmet, fire safety shoes. What type of suit do you need? You can call in anytime and ask the Bread Man one time, or you can call Jay Barnes. He knows exactly what requirements are as well. And we will get you what you need, the information you need. Now, with that being said, today, our topic of today, we are getting ready to have a great race season. Great race season. And I think that me personally, I am hyped. I'm so hyped. We had a lot of racing this weekend. US 19. They had some awesome grudge racing going on. LaGrange, Georgia, where the bread man was, had an awesome race going on down there. And, man, we had a ball in LaGrange, Georgia, Troop County, laid it down. I want to thank the promoter that did that race, Twine Flu, All Gone Racing. Y'all put on a great show. I enjoyed myself. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into the meat of the show, which is should we as spectators, I'm speaking from a, should we as spectators know exactly what we should be doing when we come to the track? Well, what you mean by that, Fred, man? Should we know what we should be doing? Should we know that perhaps if there's a wreck, we shouldn't jump the fence and run out on the track? Should we know where the ambulance is in case the ambulance is in the back of the track and he wants to come down the return road and everybody's running towards the wreck? Should we know where we should be in case of an emergency? Do we have, as a spectator, to look out for others and make sure that those individuals that are driving down the track are safe as well? What do y'all think about that? Because I just, not like I'm singling out anyone. Everyone draws to the energy behind a wreck. They want to be able to give their hand. That's what I'm thinking. They want to be able to go there and get the driver out, see what's going on. What about the people who are actually certified? Everyone is running down the track or running to that location where we have an issue at. How can the EMT, or should I say EMS, get to these individuals when they are constantly have to slow down, blow the horn, to make sure that the fans aren't getting in the way? Yes, true indeed. We get on the promoters a lot. We get on the drivers for not doing this. But what about the fans? We have a lot of fans that are on the Breadman Show. I don't know if anybody's going to touch this particular topic today. I mean, it doesn't look like somebody, Breadman, what y'all feel and how we should look at this thing. I'm going to let y'all harp on that because I am strolling down. And I don't see not one hand that's coming up. Oh, we do have one right here. We got one that stood up. 813-0041. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Breadman One-Time Show. And thank you for not being afraid to touch bases on our topic at hand this morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Breadman.
Good morning.
Topic. It's a great topic, great topic. As a fan, we have a major responsibility to go to the race and enjoy the race and allow others to enjoy the race. With that being said, do not park in an area where the EMS can't get out. Stay away from that area. Do not park in an area where the racers can't get out. Or get to his vehicle in case one of his crew members need to go down and help him. Be careful with your trash. Put your trash in your trash can so it don't blow out on the track and cause an accident or something. When there is an accident, stay where you are and allow the EMS and the safety safari to get to that particular accident. When you're running down the track with your golf cart, your four-wheeler, and on feet, you're potentially putting somebody's life in danger. And you have a big responsibility as a fan, just as much as a racist.
I, you know, like I say, I'm not targeting any track. I'm just going by what I know that is going on, what I've seen that is going on. And I just, you know, I just want to put that out there. I feel like if you're only spectating and they provide a spectator side for you, I feel like we can post up over there and pull out our grills over in the spectator side and enjoy ourselves and allow the people in the pit to do what they do. You know, the people that have their cars, they may can have more room to stretch out or put up their tent or whatever. But I'm just speaking on what I've seen in the past. And that's a topic that I wanted to get on the show and ask. You know what I mean? How can we, if we don't talk about everything in racing, we'll never be able to understand certain things that goes on at these drag strips. And I know that all of the people that are on this show aren't just participators. We do have a lot of fans on here. So, Mr. Tip, this is Mr. Tip at Mr. Tip Talk Productions. And he has his own show, comes on Thursday night. Y'all can click on there. I think it starts at 6:30. We would like y'all to, he will give his number to this show before he gets off of here. And y'all, I would love y'all to tune in this Thursday. He's going to be having something great on there. And we love everybody to get on and listen. Mr. Tip, hold near. Let me grab this other line here. 678-9053. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad Man. Good morning, Mr. Chip. How y'all doing today?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing? Hey, how you doing, DJ?
Yeah. Huh?
How are you? Doing great.
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Hey, man, appreciate you coming out this Sunday, man. We did have a good time down in LaGrange. You want to say that right there? All good. You know what I mean? Racing, y'all did a great job, too. So I want to, you know what I mean, my hat's off to you. I want to say a little something on that safety as far as you're saying about the fans' responsibility running down to the track. You know what I mean? Everybody want to run down there to see what's going on, being nosy, and they need to, you know, get the heck out the way. One thing I'm about to say is that the track, the announcer at the track, or whoever, you know, doing at the track, you're supposed to sit up there and have a little small itinerary what if you have an emergency at the track, you know what I mean, what you should be doing. And throughout the course of the day, you know, when you're on that PA system, you have to do the fans almost, I wouldn't say like children, but you have to remind them, look, if there's any accident, any, you know what I mean, commotion at the end of the track, please, everybody, stay where you are, stay out of the way of EMS, because you're impeding, you know what I mean, the safety procedure. Like you were saying about the fire, every second counts when you have an accident down there. And the only persons that should be going down there are the first responders, track officials, and everybody else. Stay the heck out of the way. And that's when the announcer, you know, has to sit up there and take charge, basically say, hey, you know, this is what needs to be done. Everybody, stay back. You know what I mean? Let the, you know, remind them. And then your track people, hey, stop. Go back the other way. Because everybody wants to be involved in racing, spectators and all. But there are rules that need to be put down in place so they understand for your safety and the safety of the people that's right, you know, racing where you are. Do not go down. And everybody did run down to the track. They the whole track ran down to that side, impeding the cars, the ambulance going, trying to run down a return road. He had to blow the horn and get the siren to get the people to get out the way, and they almost like they were offended to get out the way, and that's not right. That's about basically all I got to say on that right there, on that part.
Well, you know, I mean, like I say, you know, we talk a lot about what drivers are doing, what the promoters should be doing, what the track owners should be doing, but, you know, like you say, everyone wants to be involved in racing. And we're not knocking the fans. We're only here to educate how we can better serve the individual that has put his life on the line to make a pass down that track. I'm only bringing this topic up to, you know, help us to look at, hey, the longer we hold the EMS up, You know what I mean? That driver may, you know, every second may count for that. You know what I mean? Because we don't know. Where we were standing at, we really couldn't see. All we can see was smoke. But when I, you know, when I ran back and started looking at how, you know what I mean, it looked like a mob headed our way. And, you know, the EMS, great people, they did the best they could going down the return road trying to, you know, get to that individual. And it's, luckily everything worked out well. You
right.
know, no one injured to the capacity of needing, you know, any type of band-aids or whatever. But, I mean, that worked out for the best. But I'm not targeting that particular event. I'm only using it, the instance of what happened, for a learning curve for us to look at it. How can we better? You know what I mean? What is going on? How can we better? So y'all hold by. We got now. We sounds like we warming up. We people are warming up. Maybe they want to put their 2 cents in. Let me go to the next line. 404-1304. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man One Time Show.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. How are everybody doing?
All right. Good morning.
I'm tell you what my opinion is about that safety stuff. I think every car should have a crew member at the end of the track. And the reason I say that crew member should be familiar with the off button. Would have pulled if it got a fire system on it. Would have pulled this at. He should have been able to go to that spot if he able to get to it to activate those safety devices, to get the power off and pull the fire system and everything. So I always think that a crew member should be at the end of the track, and a lot of times it can save a person's life and possibly save some equipment. But that's just one of my opinion, because you know a lot of time when the spectators, you know, the ambulance people run to the car, whatever, they have no clue a lot of time with off and on button that, what side it on, does it push off, does it pull on, because everything is just a general rush at that time. But just in my opinion, everybody should have a crew member at the end of the track on a four-wheel or something like that, just in case something happened in between there and here.
Well, I mean, I feel like that's great. It'll be great if it's all possible, but there are certain tracks that, you know, you can't get down like that. You can't have a crew member at the end of it like that. You know what I mean? There's really no way that you can look at, you look at the different tracks that we have. I mean, I'm sure right off the top of your head, there's maybe only 3 or 4 tracks that would really allow you to go down and perhaps witness what it could be going on at the end of the track.
Well,
you know what
I mean? even if you're on a return road at the end, on the return road in a safe haven spot, however. I mean, what's the difference between you at the end of the track waiting on a car to come down and pull it back to the trailer than to be sitting down there waiting and prepared if something happened?
Well, I'm in my mind right now, I'm thinking of maybe 3 tracks that would allow you to do that, honestly. I know that normally how they do it is you can start going down while your car is staging up. And when your car makes that pad, then you can go down and perhaps, you know, get in that safe haven area, you know, behind the wall or whatever, and hook up to your car and pull it back. But to actually wait down, and, you know what I mean, ongoing, coming, you know what I mean, coming at you, I don't know if any tracks would really allow us to do that. But it's a great, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you've been racing a lot. You know what I mean? You've been a lot of different places. I mean, it's
well, I know at all the tracks we basically go to, it's somebody at the end of the track always wait.
Right.
And, I mean, it's in a safe spot. A lot of times you end up parking over there with the firefighters, you know, out the way or whatever, in a safe position. You know, and a lot of times if something do happen, you know, it just in my opinion, a crew member knows where the on and off switch at, you know, where the fire system at. He more familiar than somebody out the blue that's running over there looking.
Right.
Like you just said, you know, the timing would save people lives. What the timing is what can be the difference between a total loss and no loss. That's just my opinion.
That's good. It's a great opinion. Let me grab this next one right quick, Shorty. I see two of y'all. Let me grab this one in line first. 504-9594.
What's
next?
Going on, Brad, man?
Good morning. How are you?
All right, this is Doobie.
What's going on, Big Doobie?
You got it. Well, for one thing, on the safety switch, you know, him talking about the safety, you know, knowing which way you have to pull the switch or turn it on and off, you should have it on. If you need to turn that switch off, you need to have it where if it's a push, you know, to turn off, or if it's just a regular switch, you need to have so somebody that don't know that car should be able to come up to it and say, well, you know, to turn it off, we got to push it. You know, if you don't do that, a lot of people don't, not familiar with every car where the switches are, you know.
They do. Everybody have push off or pull on. I mean, it'd be marked back there, but a lot of time I think doing the rush part of it, it could be one of those things where a man runs to the left side of the car, he's looking, but it's on the right side of the car. It could be where a man on the right side of the car is on the left side of the car, but everybody with a button on the end of the car back there, it is marked. You know, all the ones, the people that I run around with and the cars that I see on a regular basis, they do got, you know, push off or pull on. And, you know, it's self-explanatory, but, you know, of course, when you're in the midst of something, you just looking and pulling or whatever.
Yeah, I understand, but there's a lot of cars out here that don't have it at all, so you have no clue which way it is, you know. And I was just helping out on that end, too.
Yeah. But it ain't about a 50-cent sticker that they can put on there that mean the difference.
Oh, yeah. Now, you're right about
that.
You're definitely right about that.
That's very true. Yep, that's true.
Right. Well, let me grab this next one, y'all. Let me grab this next one and see what they 863-4142. I left your mic open, too.
I don't know about that.
4142, good morning.
I already knew.
Good morning. 4142.
No, we went back to Orlando. That next weekend I had a race in Orlando.
863.
But they didn't show up, so they paid me to run all the fog out pop. And then we ran a horn bike half a chance to know.
That sound like Florida right there. He down there in Florida.
Yeah.
He didn't call another line down there.
That sounds like FDR.
Yeah. I did click one. Let me see him. Hold on 1 minute. Let me see if he...
A 5'10 or a 5'20.
He's still talking enough. Let me grab his next one. 2900. Your mic is live.
What's up, Brad, man?
Good morning. How are you?
Kind of got it misconstrued with what I was saying. I think he's saying instead of waiting till your car go down the track, pick them up, have somebody already down there to pick them up.
I don't think it's allowed people
at the other end to pick up cars before they run. I mean, ain't no track I've been to that didn't allow that.
No, I knew exactly what he was saying. I'm just saying at some of the tracks, you know what I mean, that we race at, I mean, it's really, you know what I mean, no place that will be safe, you know what I mean, with the little, put it this way, the tracks that the ambulance are sitting up at the starting line, that tells us that down the end of the track, really, you know what I mean, there's no place for them to really access to the track to get to them properly. You feel what I'm saying? The ones that do have places down at the end of the track are where you can go down there and pick your people up on the return road or whatever. They have a barrier wall that would keep you safe. That's why, you know what I mean, it's good for the fans when they see the ambulance maybe at the top of the hill or behind the starting line, you know that if there's an accident, we need to kind of get towards the fence and allow them to make it down to where they need to go. You know what I mean? That's what I was saying. I understood totally exactly what you're saying, but you have a valid point. What, did you have anything else, Mr. Nephew?
No, great man. Just to let everybody, the PDRA had a terrific, terrific event this weekend. I went to Rockingham and saw great action, great man.
Well, I know we we did have an opportunity to get on Motor Mania TV and share the first race of the PDRA. It was a great race, from what I can tell. It was great action. And, you know, I'm sure everyone got a chance to witness that. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. With that being said, did you see a lot of people running the Hans device or the Simpson five-piece Hornet in that particular racing venue that you went to? Did you see them using those particular Hans devices?
Brad, man, to be totally honest with you, I seen nobody run no safety equipment because I was in the stands all weekend.
Okay, then. Thank you for calling in. Your mic will remain open. Like I was saying, I wanted to touch bases on this right here, y'all, and I wanted to hear what, you know, everyone had to say. And I just want us to be, would love for us to go and really look at how we can set up things and where we can set up when we go to these tracks. If we come in late or we get there early, we can all look at different ways to improve what we're doing while we're at the track. Let me get this mic again and make sure. 863-4142.
Got ready to bet. Ball the race. It pays me $500.
863-4142.
Oh,
said
we
end
up
betting $500
then.
Oh, it's
this
talking.
Brad, man. Yeah, go ahead. It's another safety thing that it bothers me a lot at the track, and it happens. Not too often, but every now and then it happens. You make a pass down the track, and you come back to your trailer, and that's a car parked between your trailer and the trailer next to you. You got to drive around it, or they don't park the car and lock the car and got out. You know, I think that some of the tracks have obligations to tell them, you know, I know everybody wants to be on the pit side. I know everybody wants to walk through and see the cars. But if you're not with the car, don't park in the midst of the trailers. You know what I mean? Those areas are for the racers and the cars. And you never know when you got to work on your car. You need a little more space or whatever. It's just sometimes that's some one of the things that really bothers me sometimes. And I think it's unsafe, you know, for them to be there.
Right. You have a valid point. I think that a lot of times with having crew people there, it is good to try to have a buddy or two that can, you know, first of all, if you park in a good place to where you can kind of see the racing, see you, you know, the person that you with can see you make a pass and yet still watch your trailer or whatever, that is the awesome spot to be in. But a lot of times in big events, it is hard to basically get there and they put you where you're categorized at, you know what I mean? And it's hard to really see the action from the pit area. You may be in the back there. You have to walk a quarter mile or so to see the action. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things that can go on, and I believe that's why you're bringing it up, that, you know what I mean, the big race y'all had Saturday, Heads Up Madness, man, that was an awesome race. And it looked like it was a great crowd there, Mr. Tip. How did you do there?
We had a good crowd. We went out in the second round. But we had a great time. The car went good. I was running up against a guy that was on the number all day long. He was a 50 with a 3 all day. And I hole shot him, but I kind of gave it back to him at the end. I was out too far. And I just misjudged it. I was running a little too fast. But, you know, still had a great time. It was a great show. Smoke said he got the monkey off his back. I think he got by Perez in one round this weekend, so he was shouting about that. So it was all good. But it was a good day. It was banquet weekend. You know, they gave away the trophies to last year's winners. He took some pictures. So, you know, it was all good. It was all good. It was a good event. I love for the spectators to come through the pits.
You know, I like for the kids to sit in the car and take pictures and talk to them about the car and stuff, you know. That's a big part of our camp. But
right.
Some people, just the way they park sometimes, it's just like you're at a racetrack. You know, you don't even have a race car. You know, you're a spectator. You know, why are you parked up here between these two trailers? You know what I'm saying? It just bothers
right.
me.
Right. I understand. Well, let me grab this next line. Area code 111. 1111. Your mic is live. Welcome to the Bread Man Show. Hello. Oh, well. They don't want to say anything. Put you back on mute. Yes, Mr. Tip. I did see that, you know what I mean, Smoke did put Perez on the trail again, Truck Perez, that is, and I love that field. They had a pretty big field in 632 class. I do want to say, I think, Mr. Congratulations to Mr. Voss. I think he took the 632. I want to say congratulations to him. Took the win this weekend. And I also, while I'm giving the shots out, I'd like to give a special shout out to Malcolm Story. It's his birthday today, so for y'all that know Malcolm Story out of Alabama, I want to wish him a happy birthday while I'm on that tip right there. And with that being said, let me go up here. And need to pay some bills, y'all. Need to pay some bills, so y'all let me do that right quick. Getting ready to pay these bills, y'all. Oh, one moment.
Yeah! Grudge Racers! Class Racers! Yeah, that's right! It's that time again! And you know what I miss? Atomic Dogs All-Road leads to Texas! Saturday, April 12th at Houston Motorsports Park! We got the 2013 Grudge Racer of the Year! The 901 Bad Boys will be in the house! We got Team Prime Time with Tony Bonfires in the house! We got Rick! We got Jermaine, and we got a nightmare. Texas, stand up. We got that money. We got a 29-inch tie shootout. And no bars. $2,500 to win, plus a comfy car nitrous bottle. Good God almighty. We got a 580 class, 100% payout. Plus track puts $500 on top. We got a 660 class, 100% payout. All this going down Saturday, April 12th. 2014 at Houston Motorsports Park in Houston, Texas. For more info, go to AtomicDogDragRacing.com or call 512-775-6563. 512-775-6563. Or tune into Atomic Dog Tuesdays on Blog Talk Radio every Tuesday at 7 p.m. 646-200-4419. 646-200-4419. Admission is $20. Kids 12 and under free. Tech cards are $10. Gates open at 12 noon. Atomic Dogs All Round leads to Texas. Saturday, April 12th. Gates open at 12 noon. It's your boy Chuck G, and I say you got to be there.
Thank you. We're back. The Bread Man one time. Y'all started bobbing your head and stuff, didn't you? I know you did. Don't even trip like that. I know you did. Back to our discussion at hand. What is the responsibility of the spectators? I feel like each of us gave some valid points. I feel like, you know what I mean? Hopefully for those of us that were listening, can take it back to whatever area they're going in and kind of help the fans sometime. I hope that fans understand how the participants feel trying to get that best spot at the track and parking in front of the participate in a trail of that. I'm not laughing, but I've been there before, and it is aggravating to make a pass and come back and someone is in front of your trailer, and you know you don't know who it is or how long it's going to be there. But with that being said, let me check on these two callers here. 41, 42.
I was trying to get a spot for me just for the hell of it. I ain't going to really turn the time it up and turn the trainer break up. The trainer break down at 32.
Lord, mercy. Area code 111111.
You have an amazing day when you come back.
Hello? Well, y'all, they don't want to talk to us today. I want to stroll back up a little while here. Did have New Orleans up in the house here trying to look for them, y'all. Doobie, where you at? Can't find them. So many lit up here. But anyway, y'all, if y'all have any announcements, Brig, gonna get out of here because it's lightning over here pretty good. And I wanted to definitely get on and say hello to y'all. Before we get out of here, though, Mr. Chip, if you go ahead and give them your show number for Thursday, we got a lot of callers on here that might want to get on Thursday, 6:30. Go ahead and give them your number, your show to your number, and let them know what we got going on Thursday night.
All right, Brad Man, thank you. Tick Radio Show, Thursday Night Thunder. I'm having it hasn't been confirmed yet. I'm waiting for confirmation today, but when I get it definitely confirmed, hopefully today, I'm going to have Racers for Christ on the Tip Thursday Night Thunder, Thursday night at 6:30. And the show number is 718-664-9327. That's 718-664-9327. The Thursday Night Thunder Tip Radio Show. Racers for Christ wants to come on and talk about drag racing and your faith, so to speak. And hopefully I'll have my co-host for a co-host that night, the Bread Man himself. So we'll try to come on and join us, and we'll get into the heavy conversation. We asked one of the chaplains the other day at the track, is there buybacks in heaven? And so I guess he's going to answer that for us. So with that being said, Brad, man, I turn it back over to you, and I thank y'all.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Tiff. At this time, this is the announcement time of the show. If y'all would like to announce anything that, you know, we haven't announced, basically, that needs to be going on, it's the time to hit the one button. We can get you in here. Otherwise, we're going to continue with the inspirational vitamin and listen at how y'all proceed the show and get on out of here. All righty. We're going to see where that's going down, so I'm going to go ahead and get in here and get this inspirational vitamin for y'all.
Is it any upcoming races coming up, Brett?
I hadn't, honestly speaking, I want to say this is the time for them to get on. I really don't have my thing up in front of me to let me know. I want to say the only one that I might know of is Thursday night. April the 10th, I believe there's a Mandrell shut up and race that Thursday night, but I didn't really know for sure. I want to say that's the only one that I know of that would be in Putnam County, Georgia. So, like I say, you know, this is a great opportunity, but then I didn't want to say the wrong thing, and I didn't want to say May the 3rd, US 19 is another race, Bobby Child race.
I think Swine got a raise May the 3rd. Got a raise over in Carolina April the 26th, 28-29 raise. Big purse over there. We got a raise over in another race. Somebody else I heard somebody talking about, but definitely got a race over in Jackson on April the 26th.
Well, with that being said, I'm going to get an inspirational vitamin. We're going to ease on out of here. Y'all hold one moment.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain.
Operational Vitamin Monday, April the 7th, goes as follows. When you don't know what to do, just continue to trust in God and know that God is helping. Remembering God's help is a prayer away. May you have a blessed day. I want to thank y'all for allowing the Bread Man one time to just be in your lives, be able to conversate, fellowship with you guys. I'm going to open the lines for the ones that have their hands up for final comment, and we're going to get on out of here. 404-1304, final comment.
Good show. Everybody have a safe and blessed week.
Well. 678-9053, final comment.
Hey, Brad, man, I just want to say, you know, as usual, you did a good job. And I would always sit up there and try to be over here on Monday to see what you got, because I do learn a lot, and I get a chance to learn a lot. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Thank you, EJ. I enjoy having you, and I definitely enjoy those ribeyes that you had on the grill the past last week. I look forward to you continuing to stay that good on the grill, especially if I'm going to be a part of eating it. So thank you
All right.
For your kindness and your sportsmanship. Thank you very much.
All right, man.
0041, the one and only Mr. Kip. Final comment. Uh-oh, hold on a minute. I'm sitting up here doing all that talking. Your mic wasn't even open. Come on with it, Mr. Kip. You hot now, baby.
Yeah, great show, Brad, man. Great show. I always enjoy it. Out here working, riding around, so it gives me inspiration to be on your show and listen to what you have to say. And I think the fans does have a big responsibility at the track. They need to know what their part is. With that being said, everybody have a blessed day, and see y'all on Thursday Night Thunder Tip Radio Show. I'm out.
All righty, Mr. Tip. Thank you very much. And with that being said, y'all know who this is, the Bread Man. One time, we will catch y'all at the track doing what we do.